T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hollywood News and Gossip.
Without the Hollywood News and Gossip.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
What?
Yep.
You didn't tell me that. I can't go.
I'm pretty sure. Let me look it up real quick, okay? Because this could be a real problem.
This is a problem.
Yeah, because now, and not only do we have all the alcohol you can drink, and it's part of the tab to go to the Cayman Islands when we go on vacation, but I think, if I'm not mistaken, they also have casinos.
Yeah, I can't go. I've kept myself out of the casinos for a year now. I can't go, buddy.
I know. You're trying to kick the habit.
I have for a year.
Oh.
What?
Let's see. Again, in conjunction with this law. No casinos.
Okay, thank
no
God. Casinos. I'm going. I'm going again. Yeah. Okay.
No, you have to go on down to Curacao or somewhere else.
Woo! That
okay.
was gonna be close.
Oh, boy, that was a scare.
Yeah, because I know me. I wouldn't be on the beach. Yeah. I'd be in the casino, which is dumb. Yeah.
Nope, they don't have casinos in the Cayman Islands. So
fantastic.
All good.
That was close.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, that was scary.
I don't know where to start. First of all, I guess there was a pro wrestler. His name was Vader, and he died.
Now, is he a wrestler, or was he WWE, wasn't
yeah,
he?
Yeah, he was a wrestler. And I guess, let's see, before his wrestling pro career, he was a 2-time All-American center at the University of Colorado. I did not know that.
Vader?
Yep. And he was drafted by the Los Angeles Rams in the 3rd round of the NFL draft.
Didn't know that.
I didn't know any of that.
What's his real name? Does it say? Maybe
Leon White.
Leon White.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Or if you're dyslexic, it's Noel.
Leon. Oh, backwards.
But, yeah. Just put that over here.
He died.
He passed away. Very sad. Hey, listen to this. Angelina Jolie could lose full custody of her kids. And Brad's going, no, no.
Yeah, this is not good.
She could lose full custody. They released some of the court documents that the judge, the transcripts. I thought that would be sealed for sure, but somehow some of it got unsealed, I guess. And basically the judge told her, if you keep denying your children to their father, you will lose all custody of those kids. I bet Brian was like, no, don't do that. Don't do that.
You want to put on a good face when you've got 7 or 8 kids.
Yeah.
You want to seem like you really care.
Yeah.
And so you want to go fight for temporary custody, you know, maybe on the weekends, every other weekend or something of that nature. But you don't want all 7 coming at you.
That full custody.
No.
No.
You don't want a judge to say, okay, all the kids go with Brad.
Yeah.
Whoa,
no.
Whoa. I drove my Corvette here. I don't even have room for him. You know he doesn't have a vehicle big enough.
No, he doesn't. And he's not going to drive one of those passenger vans.
Yes,
I mean, it's Brad freaking Pitt.
Call a bus.
Yeah, I guess the custody battle between Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie isn't even over.
Boy.
And they say now Brad Pitt is done playing Mr. Nice Guy. I guess he's really angry with his ex-wife, Angelina Jolie, for being controlling of him through the children. And so he's taken the high road. It even said in the court documents, it feels like Mr. Pitt has taken the high road through all of this. And he is not a danger to the children, so he doesn't need... Because she was only letting him see him supervised.
Yeah.
He had to stand there with another guy or woman while he was with his own kids. That's crazy. So that was all supervised visitation. That judge knocked that off. And so we'll see what happens. She can't be too happy because she literally owned those kids and he had nothing to do with them.
But isn't part of this that she's off shooting a movie or something?
In London, yeah.
And it's a little bit of a problem?
Yeah, so he's in London. That's where he sees them. You know, they have their chateau in London. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Wouldn't that be nice? So let's just say you and I have kids and you went to London with the kids. I'm like, yeah, I'll just show up a little bit later. Take the kids to London. Mm-hmm, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The only time I ever see her with the kids, she's in an airport.
I know.
You ever notice that?
Yeah, I do.
Then when you see a picture of the kids at the park, it's always her brother.
Well, and she said something about that's all the kids know is traveling all the time.
Yeah.
She said that in an interview, and that's why she has homeschooling. They're all homeschooled.
Yeah.
Because they're always on the road. That'd be a little tiresome. Well, I guess if you have a private jet, it's not that.
Yeah, I don't know about that homeschooling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, at least they're socialized because they have six other brothers and sisters.
Oh, yeah. Well, they're not missing out on that.
Yeah. I don't know. It's crazy. Kim Kardashian wants Trump to succeed.
Wow. She's going to catch heat for this.
Kim Kardashian said, oh, my God, I want to see President Donald Trump succeed.
Yeah, say that. All the other, you know, the people in that industry, in Hollywood especially, you know, they're gonna go after her now.
I feel like it's crazy that everybody doesn't want that.
Yeah.
That's what she said. Thank you, Kim. Thank you.
Yeah, I also saw where she yesterday, didn't she say that she's done with selfies? It's over.
No.
Yeah.
No.
I saw the story. I'll have to pull it up
There's
for
no
you.
Way.
Mm-mm. She's done. She's done. She says that it has hit her. She realizes there are more important things in this world, and she is going to tackle different issues throughout the world and make a difference. The selfies are over. Done.
Maybe she heard us talking about the fact that she was in her bra and pantalones, and we were like, wait, you can't be an advocate if you're taking selfies in your bra and pantalones.
You might be right. She might have heard us.
Yeah, because we were like, what?
Yesterday, it was announced, no more selfies.
I'll believe it when I see
it. It's over.
Do you believe her?
No.
Me either. That woman is, she cannot stop.
There's no way.
She can't stop. Oh, and this is another crock of crap, she said. I don't buy this at all. She said that her daughter North has a chore chart. I even have the audio. You gotta listen to this.
What?
She has a chore
chart.
Wait
a minute. Her daughter has chores every day that she must do.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Listen.
She has like a chore chart that she has to make her bed. She has, you know, there's so many things that she has to do if she wants to get something. So she doesn't really get a whole lot of stuff like you would think.
Oh, what a lie.
Oh, she doesn't have a chore chart.
That is such BS.
For sure.
My kids didn't even have a chore chart.
Oh, my God. Kim Kardashian's kids don't either.
No, they don't. How old is this daughter? Like four or five?
Five.
You're telling me she makes her bed?
No.
No.
Have you ever seen a kid make their bed at five?
No. Liar.
All lies. And you know her bed is so extravagant. It has, like, you know, a duvet and comforters and throw pillows and furs. And there's no way that kid makes that bed. It's not your everyday bunk bed like you and I would have.
Why are we so angry?
I don't know.
What is it about this kid? Why can't we just not talk about her?
You're right.
I mean, I was in a great mood.
You're right. You're absolutely right. Okay. Will Smith, you know that Jada Pinkett Smith, she gets a lot of audio from us because she has that red table talk show on Facebook. So she talked about how she didn't want her son to wear a skirt. Here it is.
Will called me. B. Will Smith.
B. Will Smith. And you know what I mean? And he's like, nope, my son is not supposed to be in a Louis Vuitton ad wearing skirts. That is not. No. Hold up. Is this a good idea? And I was like, well, you know what, Will? It's what he wants.
Yeah. It's what he wants, to wear a skirt.
If it's a Louis Vuitton, you wear it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Her son wants to wear a skirt.
I don't even know.
You know, I feel like because of the audio that we've played since this show has started on Facebook, I think it is, right?
Yes.
I feel like a lot of the stuff they do is made up. I feel like it's just fabricated, just to create a show.
Yeah, you think?
Yeah. Wasn't she, like, addicted to adult toys last week?
Yeah, she said that last week.
Wasn't that part of last week's audio?
Yeah.
Come on.
Now we're mad at her. Come on.
Oh, I'm angry again.
It's all crazy. All right. Well, hopefully you won't be mad at this. You know, we have been all trying to figure out this Pete Davidson and Ariana Grande because, I'm sorry, that guy doesn't look like he feels good that often. He has the darkest circles under his eyes, and he's really pasty. You watch him on Saturday Night Live. He's a comedian on there. But his eyeballs are always bulging out of his head, and he has dark circles under his eyes, and he's pasty. And Ariana Grande is gorgeous. Anyway, he was on with Jimmy Fallon, and here's a few things he had to say.
Hi. Good to see you, pal. Now, you know that you didn't have to get engaged to Ariana Grande to come on our show.
But I did, though.
Here's the next clip.
Yeah, I love you,
too. I feel
too.
Like I won a contest.
How are you handling it all right now?
Jimmy.
Pete didn't even talk.
Wait, I can't hear you.
I said Pete didn't even talk.
Yeah, I don't. What was that clip?
I mean, it's just Fallon.
It's crazy. Maybe this one will give us some. All right, here we go.
It's so funny walking down the street because, like, dudes are walking by and they're like, yeah. Like, you ever see that Derek Jeter commercial when he was, like, retiring and everybody just tips his hat?
That's right. It feels like that.
Yeah. Some dude came up to me and was like, yo, man, you, like, gave me hope. I was like, I didn't know I was that ugly. No,
you are kind of ugly, but in a nice way. I mean, you're not Ariana Grande type.
Yeah.
It was kind of like when Christie Brinkley married Billy Joel.
Yeah.
We're all like, wait, what?
Yeah.
We
didn't or that that Lyle Lovett guy. Remember him? He had that big bird hair.
Remember that guy? Julia Roberts.
Yeah, that was Julia Roberts and Lyle Lovett. Boy, what a mismatch. That's kind of like this.
Kind of like Jay-Z and...
Beyonce.
Yes.
Yeah.
There's a lot of them, really.
There is a lot.
Yeah. Kind of like you and Lisa.
Yeah. Yeah. No. No.
Wait.
Are you calling me Lyle Lovett?
I was just... If we're
you
gonna,
just called me Lyle Lovett.
I just wanted to kind of bring it, you know, local. I just bring it local.
Well, what about you and... Oh, well.
Oh.
I don't know.
Okay, anyway. Let's see here. Oh, Eva Longoria. I told you yesterday that that she had a baby. It's so cute. Did you see that baby? So cute.
Yeah,
so
I did.
Cute.
I did.
And then finally, because we all want to throw up, Keith Urban sings happy birthday to Nicole Kidman with a crowd.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Don't you just
happy birthday. Oh, so great.
Don't you just hate love?
Man.
Wow, we're on a roll today. All right, there you go, Devil Trash.
DJ and Jamie.
Weekday mornings on Alice.
105.9.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.